Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
I was reading this morning about 26,000 people have applied over the past 3 years for HSE funding to take Saxenda. And it's one of the types of weight loss drugs that are out there in the market at the moment. I want to hear from people today about the impact of taking weight loss medication. You know, the life change that comes with it. The good and the bad, whatever the impact. Emails lunchtimelivenewstalk.com. Writer and director Amanda Brunker is with me here on the line today. Amanda, good afternoon.
Good afternoon on this sunny bank holiday.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Isn't it? It's brilliant for sure. Nice to have it. Listen, thanks Amanda for joining us today in the programme. Tell us, what's your experience with weight loss medication?
So I have been on Ozempic, the GLP-1, over a year now. And unfortunately, I know people want to hear all the bad stories, but I have been, it's been a major success for me. I absolutely love it. I never want to come off it. I want to stay on it for life. It has changed my life seismically, not just because I'm after losing over 3 stone, but because of how it makes me feel, how it has just empowered me to go to the gym, which now that I'm in my 50s is really important. I need to do weight training for my bones, try and steer off osteoporosis, all of that. But also I had been, my body was covered in, how would I say, just I was so sore. I had, the doctors basically told me that I had fibromyalgia and I had pains all down my arms and my hands, down through my legs, my feet. In the evening, in the mornings, I used to cry because putting my feet on the ground was just so sore. And basically, I was told that there was nothing they could do and to take painkillers. And I was like, oh, well, that's not really great. But I suppose it's all to do with inflammation. Mm. And the Ozempic had really helped kind of reduce that in my body. Also, I'm taking HRT as well. So it's kind of been a combo.
Yeah.
But I had started HRT before I did Ozempic and it hadn't fixed me completely. Whereas now I feel strong. If I sit down in the evenings, I can get back up again without going, oh, creaks, whatever. Unfortunately, I'm one of those people. I know people want to hear the horror stories.
I don't,
but it really has been great.
I wouldn't say unfortunately. I think people, I know I'm curious. You know, that's why I'm curious and chatting to people about it today, because when I saw the report earlier this morning about, you know, 26,000 people applying to the HSE for funding, and that was just for one particular type, of weight loss medication or drugs that are out there in the market, I was surprised at the figure. I know it is over a 3-year period. There's been a lot of discussion about it as well, maybe in more recent years. And that's why I wanted to hear people's stories today, the good and the bad, as you say, you know, on the programme. Was your decision, Amanda, to start on Ozempic, did you make that in conjunction, you know, with your medics or with your doctor that you were seeing?
Oh, 100%. Like, it was not something I got kind of off the internet.
Oh, no, of course. No, I didn't.
I went,
medical advice.
Got the bloods done. You have to make sure that your kidneys and your livers are functioning quite well. And you're also supposed to eat a certain diet. You need to have quite a high protein diet and try and get all the food groups in. There are people who will abuse it, you know, and then people feel nauseous on it, but they eat really kind of fatty foods, really creamy, rich foods. You know, you need to eat quite plain at the start. And I was kind of hoping it would curb my appetite for rosé, but unfortunately not. I can still drink on it. And I know that's something that all Irish people are very concerned about, going, will I still be able to drink? So, I suppose it's everything in moderation, and unlike other kind of weight loss medications years ago, everything used to be quite a laxative. So if you took anything in, it would kind of run through your body fairly quickly. But the difference with a GLP-1 is it kind of helps kind of curb the food noise a little bit, which I definitely had a problem with. But what it does is it kind of almost locks whatever you eat into your stomach, and then it's a real slow release. So that's why you have a smaller appetite, because you feel full quite quickly.
Yeah.
So it's quite important to eat well while you're doing this.
I've heard that.
Stay strong.
Yeah. You know, doctors in the area talking about the fact that, like, your diet is still you know, hugely
important.
Yeah, in all of this.
But what it's done is, when you kind of get around kind of trying to organize how to eat well. I was lucky, I kind of ate well anyway, but my portion sizes were terrible and I was constantly hungry. I've always loved my grub too much, which has been a pain. But now it's just, I still eat well. Like, I'll go out and I'll have, say if I go out for a meal and I'll have a really nice steak and I'll have some veggies, but I mightn't eat the carbs. And that's alien to me. Like, that is alien, and not to eat the bread that's on the you know, that comes as a starter or whatever. So I just don't do that. Now I wouldn't have a starter and a main course and a dessert like the savage I used to always be. And now I just kind of go for the main course and leave it at that.
1800 453 106 is the number. Amanda, stay with us for a moment because I just want to bring up, Gary is on the line. Gary, what's your story? How are you?
Hi, Andrea. Funny, actually, just listening to Amanda so eloquently describe it there. Even though I'd be polar opposites, my story would be to Amanda. How she describes it, I would suspect most people listening today who have struggled with weight will identify so much with everything she has said. Now, I'd be the extreme end of the spectrum. So I am the heaviest person they've ever operated on in the country for weight loss surgery. So when I... 5 years ago, when I arrived in Loughlinstown to the obesity clinic there to Professor Don O'Shea and Professor Helen Heenan and their team up there, I was 60 stone. And what they set out for me was a very controlled series of both treatments, surgeries and medications they would use along the way to get me to where I need to be. To date, I've lost 28 stone and I'm still losing weight.
Yeah.
But I would have first used the medications actually in the Galway Obesity Clinic 7 years ago when I first arrived into the system there. So throughout my treatments, they have given me, I've used Saxenda, I've used Ozempic at different stages. Right now, I happen to be on Mounjaro. So I've tried actually all the weight loss drugs along the way as part of my treatment. To varying degrees, I have to say I never got anything off Saxenda, only it hurt my wallet. Ozempic, I never really got too much, whereas Mounjaro, I've had fantastic results with the Mounjaro. But it's been used, I suppose, in a very different way than maybe the standard person might.
But that's why you're working with, obviously, as you say, you know, your professors and medics and, you know, in identifying maybe what is the right combination for you. How has it, you know, I suppose in the other aspects, maybe the social aspects of your life, Gary, how, beyond maybe the actual, the health element, how has it changed life? Good or bad?
And brilliant. Brilliant. It's given me the whole process has given me my life back. But when they bring in, so when you have weight loss surgery, you have a thing called the golden year. So you have 12 to 14 months after surgery where you lose all your weight. After that, your system adapts and you actually stop losing the weight, Andrea. And that's scientifically proven across the board for every single patient. And after that, you move into a phase of just trying to, I suppose, normalize your life. And then they move into a phase where some people, unfortunately, will regain a little bit of the weight. But now what they've discovered over the years is after a period of 12 to 14 months, if they bring in small amounts of Ozempic or Mounjaro specifically, that it actually restarts the golden year. So you get a little bit longer out of your golden year and you stay losing weight. So it gets that extra couple of percentage out of what you need to do. And then they can do things like, you know, I suppose you hear so much about people who come on these drugs. And maybe, you know, I get quite a lot of questions from people about it. Because I've been fairly public about it.
Yeah.
And they ask me what I think. And, you know, they say, oh, you know, I have enough money. I'm going to go on it for 6 months and come off it. The thing is these are drugs to control a disease. And if you have the disease, the disease stays with you for life. You're never going to beat the disease. No. I'm never going to beat the disease of obesity. So I've had to, you know, accept that I'm going to have it forever. But there will come a point where I can go to tiny maintenance dosages of these drugs, and that will be adequate. And that's what people have to realise. If you're going on these drugs, you're probably going on them for life, or certainly for long term. Now, the good news there is that the technology and the science behind it is just evolving at a rate of knots. I know from talking to Donal O'Shea, there's a new drug. So, you know, right now we're all on GLP-1s, but there's a new drug coming down the line. It's only in clinical trials at the moment, called retatrutide. And that has a GLP-1 plus another drug in it. And Donal refers to that drug as the King Kong of weight loss medications. And it's funny because I remember I actually appeared on the Ray Darcy Show 14 years ago on your sister station, and Ray helped me lose weight at the time. And I went, there was no medication back then. And Donal O'Shea, then the advice given was eat less, move more. And I know I'm really fortunate in this process. I've had quite a lot of time to have one-on-one chats with Donal. And he said that back then, like, he'd never have dreamed that they could beat the disease of obesity, whereas now he knows they will beat the disease of obesity. And I have a 13-year-old son, Sam, and Sam is the exact, he's me. He's the carbon copy of me when it comes to food. He has all the signs that I would have had as a young guy. The food noise just kills him. And we work really hard to balance diet. He's not on medication, but I always say to Sam, because we're very open about everything that's happened to me and talking about it, there will come a time somewhere down the line where we have to consider medication for Sam. But I would be hopeful that that would be 7, 8, 10 years time. And by then it would be just a tablet, like somebody takes an antidepressant. But it's really important, and Amanda touched on it there. I always say to people, if you're going to take one of these drugs, you have to treat it like you're having weight loss surgery, and that you have to prioritise protein. Protein becomes king for you. You have to eat small, sensible, and especially at the start when you're taking the medications, you have to taper up, and your doctor will advise you how to do that. But it's really important that that's done, because what happens is some people get the medications and they just jump onto a big dose and they end up in horrible, you know, stomach problems.
Well, this is why, yeah, as you said, Gary, you know, at the very outset, and Amanda as well, like, the, you know, the importance of, you know, the medical advice and all of this, and in terms of if people are going to, if they're taking it for whatever reason or medical reason, and that they're following, you know, the advice of the experts to work out what is required or the amounts and how to administer it and all that goes with that. Stick with me, Gary. Michael, you're with us as well. What's your story?
Yes, indeed. Well, first of all, congratulations to your last caller. That's an amazing story. And it just shows you what can be done. Yeah, I mean, not the same scale, but I was sitting at 17.3. My doctor was telling me I was pre-diabetic. I was morbidly obese. And it wasn't looking at all good. And I was reading a lot about these weight loss drugs. And I said, look, what do you think? And he was a very progressive doctor. He's all about trying to prevent. He says, yeah, okay, let's give it a go. Of course, you know, you're going to have to pay for it yourself. And I said, yes. So I started off on Ozempic, seen some success, moved to Wegovy and then Mounjaro, and great, great success with that. I've lost 5 stone in just over 2 years. Has just totally changed my life. The prime motivation, apart from my health, was as a soon-to-be 66-year-old, I have a 5-year-old and a 4-year-old,
yeah,
which I didn't expect to be doing again. And, you know, I just got to stay alive to 100 to get them up. But this has made just such a difference in all our lives, you know, taking them out to football training and just being the father that they would expect to have. Recently, just the financials kind of got out just too expensive, and I went off it for a month or two. And unfortunately, the cravings have come back. Weight's ramped up about 0.5 stone. And just this morning, actually, went back on it. And that's really where we're at, apart from the and how they're getting better. there needs to be a realisation from government to allow the HSE to prescribe them to people that suffer from the disease we call obesity. It doesn't go away. Can you imagine a GP telling somebody that has high cholesterol, we're taking you off the statins? I'm not a great advocate. They do work, and you wouldn't contemplate taking people off them, but yet we're expected to fund this ourselves, and it's really expensive. I mean, the high dose of Mounjaro is something like 500 plus euro, I think, in the south. It's 318 in the north, which a lot of people have to go and get them. You know, it's ridiculous that that's the situation. You would hate to think that somebody somewhere is doing the figures and going, well, okay, if we do this, it's going to save the HSE a fortune, but it's going to cost the exchequer a fortune in terms of people living longer and all that entails.
How has it impacted, Michael? Or, you know, has there been an impact on your, you know, and I don't mean your social life, but in terms of, because I've heard people talk about this, you know, who've maybe taken weight loss medication over the years and for whatever reasons, where they share stories of how maybe people's attitudes towards them have changed. But is that something you've ever experienced?
There's a bit of that, all right, yeah. I mean, there's an expectation, sadly, that so much obesity about that, yeah, you're that age, that's what happens. So possibly for younger people, that's more of a factor. How it's impacted on me is I'm able to work a very physical job. I'm able to have a very full social life with my children and indeed my partner, and just look forward to sure being able to do this. This is the new norm for me. And you know, that's remarkable stuff, really, because when you consider the age most people are giving up and just walking into all of the problems that are associated with being overweight and being morbidly obese. And it's not good. Like it's not a nice face to think about, you know, lack of mobility, potential heart attacks, diabetes, et cetera, et cetera. It's really a downward slope with me now. Sky's the limit. I'm very capable of doing any of the more physical activity that would be expected of somebody much younger.
Michael and Gary, Amanda Brunker as well, thanks a million to you all for sharing your experience with us here today in the programme. We're talking about this because, as I said, the HSE has confirmed that about 26,000 people have actually applied for HSE funding. This is to take the Saxenda weight loss drug since about 2023. And the National Centre for Pharma Economics has also said that the national drugs budget is now mainly spent on obesity, cancer, rare diseases, and also diabetes as well. If you want to share your own experience with us, you can drop us an email. It's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.